WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sidney Zion is best known as a journalist, but he's also an attorney who's been both prosecutor and defender. Now Zion has written a novel called Markers. Book critic John Leonard says some of the subjects of Zion's previous writing figure strongly in the themes and plot of his novel.
The ghost of the late Roy Cohn haunts the pages of Markers, Sidney Zion's first novel. You may recall that of the two biographies of Cohn published a couple of years ago, Zion wrote the friendly one. Cohn may have been Joe McCarthy's truffle hunter, on the snort for pinkos in the State Department in the 1950s, and a pal of loudmouths like master builder Donald Trump and principal sports brat George Steinbrenner, and a mouthpiece for mobsters like Carmine Galante, and a fixer of judges in elections, a welsher on loans from his own clients, and a closet gay who spent his career in public bashing other gays until he died of AIDS in 1986. But Cohn was also a buddy of Zion's, always good for a journalistic scoop, and arranged a quickie liquor license for Zion's Manhattan Saloon. And so Zion, ordinarily a superb reporter for everybody from muckraking Scanlan's to the good gray New York Times, let his buddy Roy brag into a tape recorder and wrote him up as a charming rogue. Charm is not enough in Markers, Zion's wise guy novel. The word Markers refers not exactly to debts of honor, but to unwritten IOUs in the underworld of wheeler dealers. I'm in trouble. I need something. You do me a favor. The fix is in. I owe you. You've got a marker on me. The bigger the favor, the bigger the marker. This is how it works in business, politics, and organized crime, which is all one world in Zion's novel, wormy to the core. The fix is always in, and the biggest fixer of them all is Jesse Frank, in whom you'll recognize quite a lot of Roy Cohn. Like Cohn, Jesse is a legal whiz who represents the mob, a jet-setter on a first-name basis with the bullies of the world, a pet of the gossip columnists. You want it, he'll fix it, and you owe him. Everybody owes Jesse except the newspaper columnist Mike O'Rourke, his college friend and adopted brother. For reasons we won't go into, O'Rourke's been raised by his Irish and Jewish families, fixers themselves, to be a righteous dude. These same families help Jesse make it in their own power broker world. There's inside stuff on Jersey politics, labor rackets, Meyer Lansky and the mob, Bobby Kennedy and the Justice Department, high rollers on Broadway and in real estate, bought judges and bought cops. There are also some terrific trial scenes, and three or four interesting women, most unusual in a wise guy novel, where women are supposed to be mothers who suffer, or bimbos who bounce. Why does Mike decide to bring down Jesse? Because Zion the novelist is rethinking what Zion the journalist let his buddy Roy Cohn get away with. Jesse, never mind how, is about to achieve the ultimate marker. The President of the United States will owe him. That's too much for Mike. Unless we count the love of parents for their children, Mike's drawing of this line is the single scruple in a long novel. For all the snap, crackle, and pop of its action and its dialogue, Markers is really a case history of corruption, a textbook on social Darwinian reptiles, all of whom listen to Frank Sinatra. George V. Higgins might have written it, or Joseph Wambau, or a wise guy Dante reporting back on an inferno of fixers and cynics. But it seems to me that Sidney Zion, like a hard-shelled crustacean at the bottom of a sea of secrets, is at last swimming toward the light.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine. He's also a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Sidney Zion's novel, Markers,